Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting third. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Lepsio moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Lepsio moves to third. Veal moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green scores. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. White reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Wilson reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Green takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Maxwell throws the ball into Berberet, who tags Wilson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Green moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Veal moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Veal moves to third. Yost moves to second. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Geiger is chasing the ball. Kaline rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Veal bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. Two outs. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chris Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-3 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Busby moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Busby moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Sammy White. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Busby scores. Jensen moves to third. Button moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Pete Burnside now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-4 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxwell moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris is walked intentionally. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Demeter pinch hits for Coot Veal. Steve Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.